When you affirm and declare by faith, I am healthy, I am successful, I am peaceful, I am joyful, I'm proactive, I'm confident and highly favored of God. See, your brain simply believes these things are made firm, and consequently, it starts taking action in that direction. Hey, I'm Terry Savelle Foy, your cheerleader of dreams. Today I want to share some wild stories of how powerful your words are and how they go straight to your subconscious mind to either help you or hurt you. And you're going to be amazed at these stories. And then as your free download this week, I made a list of some incredible I am affirmations for success, happiness, and wealth to help you reprogram your subconscious mind for what you want. I'll explain, and you're gonna love it. But if you don't wanna wait until the end, you can click the link in the description and get that list right now. And real quick, I wanna say a huge thank you to all of our ministry partners. We could not do it without you, so I wanna say thank you. And if you haven't subscribed to this channel, would you help me send a powerful message that there is a demand for Christian inspiration on YouTube. Now, when you subscribe, it helps us so much. So I wanna say thank you for doing that. Okay, I wanna tell you a wild true story that I read from Jack Canfield years ago. This was talking about a secular study proving the power of your thoughts and your words. Listen to this. It said that in a Midwestern city, hold on, let me find my place. Okay, in a Midwestern city, a bank official named Joseph Grant borrowed a large sum of the bank's money without the consent of the directors. He lost the money through gambling. Well, one afternoon, the bank examiner began to check the accounts. Joseph Grant heard about it and began to panic. He left the bank and went straight to a local hotel. When they found him 3 days later, he was lying in bed wailing and moaning and repeating over and over these words. My God, this will kill me. I cannot stand the disgrace. My God, this is going to kill me. I can't stand the disgrace. In a short time, he was dead. The doctors pronounced the case one of mental suicide. Now, I promise this video is going to be motivational. Maybe I shouldn't have started the whole video with that story, but I wanted to get your attention to learn just how powerful, I'm talking truly powerful, your thoughts and your words are in producing the results in your life, positively or negatively. See, we become the programs that we receive the most. Every single person has programs that affect their lives. From the moment you were born, every single word you heard, everything you saw, every message you received was typed, so to speak, into your personal keyboard, your five physical senses, and then those messages were recorded in your hard drive, or you could say they were stored in your brain, which I love my new brain prop. Now, the reason this is so important to grasp is because that particular part of the brain doesn't know the difference between what is real or unreal, positive or negative, true or false. It simply records the message that it's told. Let me explain it like this. Your brain likes to prove itself right. So whatever instructions you give your brain repeatedly, it likes to go to work to make it happen. For example, now here's a positive story about the power of the subconscious mind to produce good results. So this is a well-known study. It was performed in Texas by some doctors a long time ago, and it was involving 180 patients with worn-out knees. Now, the doctors just randomly separated these patients into three groups. One group would receive surgery to cut out and remove the loose cartilage. The second group would just wash out or flush out the knee joint. And the third group would have nothing done. However, all the signs of surgery would be there, but no actual treatment. It would only be a pretend surgery. In fact, the patients in the third group who underwent this pretend surgery, they got anesthesia. I mean, they were completely knocked out. And then three incisions were made on their knee as if to insert surgical instruments. Now, the remarkable thing is this. 2 years later, without any knowledge of the pretend surgery, the patients who underwent this, you know, treatment, this pretend surgery, they reported the exact same amount of relief as those who had the actual surgery. So the doctors concluded from their experiment that the brain expected to be healed, and it was. Here's the thing. Your brain doesn't care if the information is positive or negative. It simply receives the message that you tell it, and then it proactively looks for opportunities to make it a reality. Isn't that amazing? So when you say things like, I never have enough money, I look so old, I hate working out, I'm always so tired. Your brain, see, those statements literally become instructions to your subconscious mind, whose duty is to work endlessly to make sure those instructions are carried out. No money, old, hate to work out, always tired. See, again, your brain believes whatever you tell it the most. So your repeated thoughts and words, they shape your life. That's why you must spend time declaring positive affirmations about yourself and your future. And it's only through repetition that you begin to reprogram your mind. Now, that's why I put together this free download this week for you to get these positive, faith-filled affirmations for wealth, happiness, and success. And just determine you're going to speak them out loud to reprogram your brain, right? So all you have to do is click the link in the description and get this free download, and you'll have it immediately. Now, let me tell you, the Bible says that your words have the power to curse, put you down, or bless, pick you up, right? So when you choose to bless your own life by speaking positive, faith-filled affirmations out of your mouth, your brain is just going to accept whatever you tell it. Listen to this. To affirm, because people always talk about affirmations, to affirm means to make firm. When you affirm and declare by faith, I am healthy, I am successful, I am peaceful, I am joyful, I'm proactive, I'm confident and highly favored of God. See, your brain simply believes these things are made firm. And consequently, it starts taking action in that direction. Okay, I'm going to share one more gripping story to show you the seriousness of our words. This is a true story about a radio interview with the former major league pitcher. Oh, I meant to get a baseball and I got a basketball. Okay, let's just put that up. But he's a major league pitcher named Frank Pastore. You may have heard of him. Well, after his baseball career ended, he became a sports celebrity on a daily radio talk show. The last show he taped was on the topic of mortality. Frank literally said this. He said, you guys know I ride a motorcycle. He said, at any moment, especially with the idiot people who cross the diamond lane into my lane, he said, at any minute, I could be spread all over the 210. Eerily, after he finished taping the show that day, he hopped on his motorcycle and took his normal route on the 210. This time, however, a vehicle swerved head-on into his motorcycle, which led to his death. I'm just trying to tell you, words have power. Words are power. Are you choosing your words wisely or foolishly? Think about it. God spoke the whole world into existence with the power of his words. Hebrews 11:3. You speak your world into existence the same way. In fact, I want you to listen to some of these scriptures that I put in your download. This is Proverbs 12:6. Words have the power to destroy and the power to build up. Proverbs 18 says, the power of life and death is in the tongue. Psalm 19:14 says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. See, your positive, faith-filled words have the ability to improve every part of your life. Think about that. So in 2007, I made a personal list of affirmations and I committed to just speak them out every single morning during my prayer time. And here's the thing, it's the consistency of hearing yourself speak them over and over and over. That's what brings about the drastic change in your life. Repetition is the key. So listen to some of these declarations in your free download this week. These are some of the wealth ones. Just imagine saying this every morning. I declare in the name of Jesus, I am enjoying a debt-free life. All of my needs are met. I attract God-inspired ideas that produce millions of dollars. I'm a money magnet. Everything I set my hands to prospers and succeeds. I have a growing financial portfolio. I invest and manage my money wisely. God gives me ideas that produce great wealth. Unexpected money finds me. I have checks in the mail. My bank accounts are overflowing with financial increase. I have an abundance mentality. Now listen to some of these happiness affirmations. I declare in the name of Jesus, I am forgiving and understanding. I am patient and kind. I am consistently joyful. I walk in love and avoid strife at all costs. I am loving and affectionate. I'm quick to forgive and let go of all hurts. I enjoy laughing and finding ways to have fun. These are good, aren't they? I'm in the perfect will of God. I'm highly favored of God. Now here's a few success affirmations. I mean, don't you just feel better listening to these? I'm always in the right place at the right time. I have extraordinary opportunities given to me. I have preferential treatment because of God's favor. I receive solutions to every problem, challenge, and obstacle. I'm fulfilling my destiny. Okay, I want you to get this list, and there's others in here, and make a decision to speak them out every morning without fail, and watch your life move in the direction of your words. So click the link in the description, and you can get that free download of these powerful affirmations. And don't forget, I'm going to be cheering you on to live your dreams.